Today's episode of CougarCast is brought to you by Neater's Bakery and Cafe. Why don't you make a New Year's resolution? Why don't you decide, I'm going to eat food that makes me happy?
It's better than the alternative.
I'm going to forget this. I'm just going to eat stuff that makes me happy, but also won't ruin my physique.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Neater's tastes great, and there's plenty of healthy options.
They make it so that cucumbers are eatable. It's amazing. Now, Neater's Bakery and Cafe, great time to check them out. Of course, end of the year, great time to take family there. Enjoy your Neater's. Now, Tosh, when I go, I always am tempted by so many different things. Do I want to grab an extra loaf of bread? Do I want to, you know, throw the smoothie on top of that? Do I want to get the bowl of soup to go with my sandwich? Do you have a favorite bread when you're picking out your sandwiches? Because they say, which on what bread?
I actually am pretty...
I feel like this will tell me
a lot
about you.
I'm pretty straight there, and I just get whatever one is on the menu. Whatever the one that it has on there. My favorite
You can't be fussed, you know.
Here's the turkey with avocado, and then it comes with the bread that's hard to pronounce.
Focaccia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favorite sandwich there.
Thick bread with some cheese on it.
It's delicious. It's great.
It's great.
Because bread, that's one thing I've learned as I've gotten older, is that even in the burger world and the sandwich world, so much of what makes it is the bread.
Sure.
And Neater's knows what they're doing with their...
Neater's is legit. Anyway, thanks to Neater's, and again, check them out on Bulldog Boulevard and down at the Riverwoods. And now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to CougarCast with Keith Schertz and Tosh McIntosh. CougarCast, covering BYU football and basketball. Email the show, cougarcast@gmail.com, and follow on Twitter @CougarCast. See what the guys have to say on Cougar Board. Find them at 4Mac and CougarCast. Go hard, go fast.
What is up? My name is Keith Schertz, and I am here with the 2002 Daily Herald Utah County Day of... Not Day of the Year. That's coming up. That's Christmas.
That would be greater if they gave a day to me.
The Day of the Year. The name of the year. Tosh McIntosh.
So I'm smiling because we're talking football again.
We're back to some football.
And we got
to
savor it.
Go back in that deep, dark place.
We've got one more BYU football
No more football.
And it's this week.
Yeah, there's only one more chance to potentially see a young man get paralyzed for life.
That's the worst thing. Way to start the show with some Christmas cheer.
Anyway, are you proud? How proud are you, man? 6 wins this year qualified us to go to the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl.
I mean, this year has been...
Are you more or less pumped about being in the San Francisco Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl than you were for those Las Vegas Bowls?
I'm more.
Is it a better bowl game? You think it's a better bowl game?
Well, the Las Vegas is good. I got bored with it. Doing the same one every single year just got boring. So if we go to the last couple years we went there compared to this, then I'm going to go this. I'm more excited about this opponent than I have been with... It's been a long time. Maybe Oregon, like way back when, is the last time I've been as excited about
it. Helped that their idiot coach tried to say that BYU wasn't good.
Basically. Yeah.
So the Washington Huskies, good team.
Really good team. A team that I'm kind of scared of. You know, that being said, that's more fun for a bowl game. I hate going into a game against the Tulsas, the UTEPs, the San Diego.
How much does it hurt them that their coach ditched them during this bowl season? Now they're playing for Marcus Tuiasosopo.
You'd think it hurt them just in the fact that it's a distraction. But then this isn't looking at data, but from my own just mental looking at this happens a lot in bowl games. It seems like they win them a lot with their interim coach. And so Sometimes, I don't know what to say.
Sometimes teams, if they like the guy, they want to show that this is the guy we want to play for.
And at this point, I don't know how much the head coach matters. The game plan and the players already know the plays. They're running the same plays, all of that. Like, I don't. I think out of any game, the last game of the year, the head coach is the most replaceable.
So I think this happened to BYU recently. I think UCLA fired Rick Neuheisel, and then they put in Dwayne Walker, right?
Yeah.
And they put him in, and he coached in the Ethan Manu Maluyuna blocked the field goal at the end of the game down at the Vegas Bowl. But I thought that UCLA team actually responded and played a lot harder and better because they wanted Dwayne Walker to coach for them. Now, it didn't work out, and he went to New Mexico State. But still, I don't know. I think part of it depends on how much they like Marcus Tuiasosopo.
Well, right now they've got some distractions. A, their coach left, and then...
Oh, wait, but they've already hired a new coach, Chris Peterson.
Yeah, so but he's not on the sideline, though. He's not coaching.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, is it's like... So they don't need to play hard to show the school that they want to hire Marcus Tuiasosopo.
And there's also been this drama of this Tuiasosopo, whatever. You say his name better than I can. He goes by Tosh, so I'll call him Tosh.
Does he really?
Yeah. They have a coach. And I think I overstated that. They have a coach on their staff who I think is actually a coordinator named Tosh.
Okay.
And he's getting in trouble right now for paying a player.
Yeah.
And so there's been distractions around their program the last couple of weeks that I'm hoping has taken their mind a little bit off this game. All that being said, no matter what, distractions-wise, this game comes down to their offense against our defense.
Well, and
that's the battle that wins the game.
Or our offense against their defense. I think we both are good at off. Like it's interesting. You're probably right. That battle, their offense versus our defense, is going to decide the game. You're probably right.
And what I think our defense is going to shock people in that...
They've been wonderfully average this year. They've been about 50th all year.
And I will not disagree with that. What I will say, though, is in my mind, it's been the tale of two defenses. The first half of the year, I think our defense
was the best of times.
Awesome. And in the second half...
It was the worst of times.
And...
A tale of two defenses.
And the reason why is because...
Busting out the Dickens, man. Christmas time, of course.
It was injuries. Our guys were banged up. Even guys that were playing were banged up. But we... One guy I'd point to is Hadley.
Yeah. He got banged up.
We're a different player with Hadley on the field than without. I think this bowl game end with what drives Cougar fans just bonkers, the lack of practicing. I think we're going to have a healthy, fast, dynamic defense in the way that we did against Texas, in the way that we did against the beginning of the year, that the most athletic guys on the field were on BYU's defense.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of leaks coming out that he was playing hurt the last several games. Hopefully he's back to where he can actually make a tackle when he's got a guy wrapped up in the backfield.
Hopefully so. Hopefully so. Hopefully Miss Utah has told him to be ferocious again.
He's engaged. So maybe he's a lot better player as an engaged man. This is the game we'll find out.
Yeah, if I'm a scout, I'd be paying attention to that.
So if you're, what should we be afraid of?
Yeah, we should be afraid of Washington. Washington is the best offense that we're going to play this year. They're better than anybody we've played this year.
Better than...
Wisconsin's?
Yeah. Better than Notre Dame.
Yes. Yep, this is the best quarterback we're going to face this year. Keith Price. Tell me somebody that was better. O'Korn? I mean, who's the best quarterback we've faced? Tommy Rees?
I don't know.
Stave? We haven't faced very many good quarterbacks. Keith Price, the best quarterback we face this year. Bronco always struggles against mobile quarterback. Keith Price, very athletic. Good player. That's the guy that doesn't scare me the most. Bishop Sankey, their running back.
Yeah.
Awesome. 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 Awesome.
He finished the year really hot. He went, out of the last five games, four of them, he rushed for over 100 yards.
Stoke Walker Award finalist this year. Racked up over 1,600 yards rushing this year. Third in the nation rushing.
Guy's good.
Great player. 5.8 yards a carry. Will be interesting. And their offensive line, too, at Washington is good. They've got guys that will get drafted from there. Their quarterback, their running back, and a couple of their linemen are NFL players.
The other interesting thing that kind of go back a little bit is that with them hiring Peterson, surely Peterson is helping them game plan and telling them things.
Oh, of course.
That he's watched a lot of film already, you know, played us in a game.
Of course.
Which
he can give some insights about. Here's what BYU does well.
Yeah.
Taysom looks faster. I know that he wears that brace, but he's actually fast.
So
I'm sure that there's some of that, right? I mean, don't you think scouts, they sit down and they're like, oh, that number four, though, he's got a brace on his knee.
He's white and he wears a brace.
He's got a brace on his knee. He can't be that fast.
But if they watch film, they know he's... So here's my question to you. Do you feel like Coach Anai and even, let's throw in Bronco, do you think that they're going to have any new wrinkles to the offense that we haven't seen?
I don't see why you would add one now. Listen, under your theory against Nevada, we were practicing.
Yes.
So, which is funny because then they didn't practice for 3 weeks.
Because they got enough practice in there
against Nevada. But the thing that's interesting to me, if you take a look at the way this game may shake out. I don't know. Why would they add a new wrinkle? That doesn't seem... They haven't had enough time to add that much more to the team or anything. The thing that I'm kind of... You know, there's a lot of complaining about the using all the bowl practice time. I agree and I disagree. I don't know. I'm not sure how important it is. Though I do think there are aspects of the team where I was like, well, wouldn't it be nice, though, to have more time where Guy Holliday is actually standing with Ross Droppo, and he's working with him on his hands, and he's working with him on route running, and he's doing the things like that, or he gets Taysom out there, and they're throwing more passes, you know? Maybe we need Ross Oppo to marry, like, Taysom's sister. Then they'll spend more time together
Ross
and work
Oppo's
on throwing
married,
routes and stuff
so
like
that. I don't think that's going to happen.
He married a soccer player.
Yeah, so he's going to produce athletes, but... I agree. The other thing I would say even more is that I just wish that, sure, if we want to give our starters a rest, I would love it if we just had practices then with the third string guys. Let's just get those guys more time, get them more one-on-one with the coaches.
More time sitting, even if they don't even do that, more time sitting in the film room where the offensive lines were 2J is going, see, now you guys didn't read what the defense was showing you.
Yeah.
So you guys need to be smarter at reading what's going on as an offensive lineman and making sure you pick up blitzes, because we really miss it when this and this and this and this happen. That to me is the part where it's like, well, couldn't you use more time doing some of that stuff? Because after they play this Saturday, that doesn't happen anymore till spring.
Yeah, it's not allowed to happen. So as the bowl practices go, there's fans that are just obsessed with and just angry at that lack of practice.
Yeah, but they keep winning in bowl games.
And then there's the fans that don't care and point to that. I'm somewhere in the middle, but slightly towards I wish we did practice a little more. Basically, even if we win this game, Bronco's proven he could win, but I think we still miss out on an opportunity to coach up these younger players to help us start strong next year.
Because we always start poorly every year.
Yeah, and I think maybe if we were developing these young guys, giving them time, giving them some things that they know they need to work on during the offseason because they got real time.
It's not necessarily it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with beating Washington. Like, frankly, it's a bowl game. Like, I don't know. I don't have that much pride around it. Like, I hope we win and stuff like that. But if we win and we get the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl trophy, sure, let's put it up in our building. But I'm never, ever going to walk into the student athlete building and go, where's that Kraft Fight Hunger trophy?
Take your son in.
Where is it?
Let's find it.
I remember when this happened. That poinsettia bowl. But frankly, we shouldn't even keep the poinsettia bowl trophy in our building. We should send it with Kyle Van Noy. He deserves it.
He just has it in his den.
Yeah, I think he should own it. Don't you?
Yeah.
We don't have that game without him.
No, that's true.
Anyway, so here's my thing. I think that Washington's going to be able to score points. I think they're going to score 24 points.
Averaging 38 and a half a game.
So I'm saying that you're right. I think the defense will have an opportunity to make some plays and do some stuff to them. Now, this means then that I think the defense will play well enough to give us a chance to win. I don't know if I have the faith in our offense to make it happen.
Here's one thing I point to. Warm weather games, Taysom's played good. He's played well, would be the correct English, my wife would tell me. And I feel like in the Bay Area this time of year, it's going to be decent weather. And so,
is it a day game or night game?
Geez, putting me on the spot. I don't know that. Oh, it's a night game. It's well, it's 7:30. So
that, and it's played inside that stadium where the Giants are?
It's at 6:30. 6:30 California time, 7:30 Utah time.
Right, but they're playing it in the baseball stadium. Is that right?
I have no idea on that either.
I'm pretty sure it's on the baseball stadium. Means it can be a little windy. That's all.
And
it could be windy. It could be a windy game. In which case, it's going to cripple all of our decisions when it comes to kicking field goals.
Yeah. So here's my... Do you feel like we win this?
Think of how much work Moose could have got in.
Exactly. He should have just been kicking nonstop.
Man.
Do you feel like our offense is going to be more of a passing offense or a running offense this against Washington?
Who knows? Right? I mean, if there's one thing you can count on, Anai is never going to be consistent here. They should be a running offense and pound the ball like wild. Jamal should run 25 times and Taysom should run 15 or 20 times. You know, Hine should get the ball 5 times. Lasique should get it 5 times. I mean, they should run and run and run and run. I think they should only pass at most 20 times.
Yeah, I agree with those numbers. That's not going to happen. But there's no excuse for if passing's not working and we keep trying it, I can't come to a nice defense with the practice defense, can I, in the bowl game?
They're getting ready for the opening week next year. Who's that against? Do you know off the top of your head? I don't.
Texas is early.
I know we're playing Texas early.
I think Texas is the second game.
Okay.
But
anyway, the bottom line is this, is that I think this game is going to be interesting game. It's a bowl game, folks. I mean, frankly, usually these games aren't very good, right? I mean, like, it's not, like, I mean, a lot of people were very excited about the win where we got, where we beat Tulsa in the New Mexico Bowl, right? And you know, listen, I'd rather win than not win, but usually these games are very poorly played. They're not that exciting to watch, and the stakes aren't very high.
See, I don't know why, but I completely disagree. Like, I love bowl games. That I think that they're, and I don't care.
I mean, I guess they're, as an independent, this is literally the only thing we have to play for at this point.
And this game against a real opponent in Washington.
Yeah.
If we beat them, then we.
That's a good win, but we're not going to be ranked because of it.
And maybe this is. Maybe this is just mean to myself, but I really look at these games as a way that we show the big boy conferences that, hey, you should invite us. And that we play poorly against them in this game, then it doesn't help us. I think if we win, at least in my mind, I think
Broncos
there's someone
two.
Somewhere that's like,
yeah, but he's six and two in these bowl games.
Yeah, against the UTEPs and the San Diego States and the Tulsas.
And Oregon.
That was a while ago.
And Arizona.
I agree, but those were a while ago.
They lost
I'm
to
glad
Cal
we're
and
back
Arizona.
Into those
yeah.
sort of things.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I don't know if I put a ton of value into it. Maybe I should. Make me put more value into
so what,
it. Convince me.
That, again, I think it really helps with recruiting because recruits, these are big games. Like,
not making
a
bowl game
eyeballs.
Hurts. Not making a bowl game hurts that because it takes away a chance to travel and get swag and all that other stuff. So but, I see that.
And I think just from a confidence perspective of all our players, we got a lot of underclassmen coming back next year. They beat a Pac-12 team, a team that no one thought they were going to beat. They end the year on that note. That whole offseason, their confidence level and where their expectations are for next year
mm-hmm.
are at a different place than if they lay an egg in this game.
Or maybe it motivates them more.
I think most college guys
wins that, motivate more than losses.
The confidence is more important
confidence.
To them.
Yeah.
Than,
I'll go with that. Okay, so I honestly feel like, you know, I feel like Washington's going to run and run and run. I feel like they can handle us, man, in terms of I'm not sure that our defense is going to be so great. But the bigger, like I said, the bigger issue for me more than anything is identity. If BYU sticks to their identity and runs and stuff, I think we're going to win this game, and I think it's going to be close.
With our linebackers and with Ethan being 100%, I'm looking forward to texting you, our defense is back. Like, I can already see this is going to happen. In the second quarter of this game, we're shutting down their run, and I send you this text, our defense is back. And that's how we win this
Guess
game.
Guess who's back? Back again.
So what's your score prediction for this?
I like Washington to win.
Okay.
I do.
By what margin?
I think they're the
Vegas,
best.
Vegas agrees with
I
you.
I think they're the best. What's the line?
Let me look up the exacts real quick while you're talking.
So I think this is a game where I think Washington – I just think they've got really good players. They're a good offensive team. This is a team that was so close. They're sort of like, you know, how our basketball team has had problems this year beating the really, really good teams, but they are still themselves a very, very good team. I feel like that's what's going on with Washington. They were close against Stanford. They were close against Oregon. You know, they're a good team.
Washington's a 3-point favorite.
3-point favorite. Yeah, so that's I think BYU is going to do goofy stuff. I think they're going to throw a bunch. I think in the important parts of the game, we're going to go to Eric Thornton. We're going to do weird stuff. That's just the way it goes. I think the offense will sabotage themselves. If they just run and run and run, BYU will probably win. But I don't think that they'll do that. So I'll go Washington 24, BYU 17.
Score-wise, I'm dang close. I go with
other way? You flipping it?
Yeah. I'm going that we hold Washington to only 17 points and that we score.
That means Bishop Sankey's running for 80 yards?
No, he gets his 110, but on a lot of carries.
Okay.
And we win 17 to 27. And we end the year with a smile on our face. The thing that I've been waiting for in this show that I want our listeners to think about, this is the last Bronco Fireside for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is your Bronco Fireside talk to?
Well, it's not mine. This isn't – if you're in San Francisco, just a little preview. This is a preview. Or if you're traveling, you're going to go to the Fireside. By the way, if you're traveling to San Francisco, don't go to the Fireside. Go eat some nice food at the pier.
Hey, Van Noy was a Fireside recruit. I think you need to tell people to go to the Fireside.
Oh, sorry. Go to the Fireside. Excuse me. Go feel the spirit. How dare I tell people to not have a religious experience? How dare I? Anyway, especially when the talk is going to be so fiery, here is the title of Broncos talk. David did not need to practice his execution to defeat Goliath.
It's a good one.
It's just a message about, and he. It's just go and do. Just get it done. You know your job. Just make it happen.
It's a good message.
It is a good message. Also, the same way David was like, you know what? Forget this armor. I want to be fast.
Yeah.
I want to be nimble.
And Bronco agrees. You don't need practices to win. You just go out and play and win.
Just win. It's not hard if I figure it out. It's like, don't you feel that way when you guys are like, you know, how did you figure it out and get married? Like, how did you, I don't know. I dated. I found a girl. And I married her. It's not complicated. Do you ever feel that way?
Yeah.
Have you ever been asked that, where it's like, how did you find a wife? Or
you just make it happen.
It's just like,
maybe that's what Broncos realized. He's found the secret to bowl games is that you just
don't screw around with it. Just make it happen. Just tell your guys, go play. Go play hard. Do you have a reason to hate Washington, Tosh? I mean, we've beat them two times in a row. They like to whine about the ball thrown up into the air thing.
This one's easy for me.
Okay.
And then it's all I got to say is 1996.
96? Great. Hey, and that, no one's going to beat that. 96, that one loss.
Sarkisian was our quarterback randomly, too, by the way. But, one loss. And I remember I was a young kid. I was born in 84, so I was 12. But I was passionate about that season. And that loss crushed me. And then we finished the year ranked number 5. And that just if we would have just
changed everything.
We were the better team. This is our payback.
Yeah. Well, we beat them two in a row.
That's what, as Bronco As Bronco's jogging off the field this time, he's yelling at the fans, 96!
96! They're like, "Who's do we have a number 96? I don't know. Didn't Chad Lewis wear 96?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Well, these pregame football ones have been fun, but I think our listeners, we're going to do some off-season ones, and I've got some crazy ideas about BYU football that I've been holding off on for the offseason. So
good.
Make sure you keep watching for the football
and
podcast.
Tosh knows about this thing, and this will be long, and I'll have to really defend and think about what I'm going to say because I could really offend people. But I think you've heard my take about my thing about how being LDS is why we lose.
No, so that's not going to it now.
Okay, that's going to be really long. But the bottom line is I have a theory that might be part of our problem.
All right.
Not that we should change it, by the way.
Yeah.
We shouldn't change
it. I can already guess that I'm going to try to refute this, but I'm excited to hear it.
Oh, so. You're going to hate it. You're going to hate it. So anyway, thanks again for taking some time out and listening. Enjoy the holidays. And, you know, family's probably coming into town. Try to get them to watch the old football game. Tell the women in your life, thank you for putting together the little weenies that you put in the... Do you eat those during football games?
I try to think. I used to growing up.
Do you know those little weenies?
They call them smokies. Little smokies.
Little smokies.
Yeah, no, I did. My wife calls me a food snob now. I think I've grown out of my...
You've grown out of... Yeah?
Yeah. Those would not do it for me anymore.
I used to like eating those, and then, but not with just regular cheddar. You got to get that extra sharp cheddar.
I hope that all of you guys are watching this game on the new huge TVs that your wife surprises you with on Christmas Day, and that we all watch a victory.
With a crazy surround sound system.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully your tree is still up. Are you a leave the tree up guy?
Till New Year's. Yeah, we don't take it out till after New Year's.
All right. Well, a warm Merry Christmas to you and yours, and go Cougars.